Right, so that's meant to be a comment. So this is a very important comment in that it, in some sense, says why high-performance computing has a problem. If we look at the success of Microsoft, Microsoft is not successful because it produces super high-performance software. It is successful because it builds software products that fit into standards and have very little learning time because they run on Windows or DOS machines. So they're constructed according to they're not built on the principle of minimizing execution time. So there's a fundamental difference between the driving forces between the PC and the web software industry, which is driven by standards and reusability and very fast, rapid prototyping capabilities, and high-performance computing community, which is almost entirely driven by performance. There is actually, both of these have good reasons. This is driven by performance because we are going to run programs for years. And so it does matter whether it's 1 year or 2 years or 6 months, because that's a lot of money and a lot of difference between whether you solve the problem or not. And even if it's not a year, even if it's a day, there's actually a pretty big difference between 1 day and 2 days. That could be the difference between a company using and not using it. If they get the answer overnight, they might use it. If they have to wait a day, they may not use it. So performance is very important. But also it is very important to look at rapid prototyping and reusability, because that is probably more important. I mean, there are more applications for which that is important for the ones for which performance is important.